Hi everyone, this is Joe Bunting, and I am here with Mike Worley. Mike is the social media and interactive marketing specialist at David C. Cook, which is a pretty big publisher based out of Colorado Springs, in Colorado. And he's also a digital marketing consultant, and he coaches authors and online people on digital marketing at KleinBMarketing.com. I think it's Klein. Can you pronounce that for me, Mark? It's hard for me.
Yeah, it's Klein Marketing, Klymb Marketing.com. So the real pronunciation was taken, so I had to take the second best.
Nice. I like that. Making do. That's great. Cool.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Mike, for coming to talk to us. You know a lot about publishing and how authors can share their stories, spread their message. So I'm really grateful to talk to you today.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks. I'm glad to be able to share with your community. You are experienced yourself and got some great things going. So excited just to share.
Yeah. So how did you originally get into marketing books?
That's a great question. So I was living in Chicago at the time, working for a coffee company, and was getting involved in social media and kind of testing out, doing some different things. And I came across this guy whose name was John Dale, and he actually lived in Colorado. And he was a marketer, consultant, and had a personal blog and threw up a video blogging tutorial kind of how what he was doing with one of his clients, which was a publishing company called New Leaf. And it was about 6 minutes long, and John just kind of went through the basics of, hey, this is how I'm building this tribe of community, this is engagement, this is how we capture these leads and send them into the sales funnel. And I was just watching this. I remember watching it, closing my computer and just saying, I can do this. I get this. I can do this. So about 2 days later, my wife and I, we just decided we wanted to kind of take that leap, and we moved to Colorado and started a relationship with some different guys in publishing, and opening came up at David C. Cook, and decided to take the jump in there. And the great thing too was I was able to pursue John, and he's become a great friend and business mentor, and been learning more than enough from him. He's an amazing guy. So
wow, that is quite the leap. 2 days later. Oh my gosh!
Yeah. When you gotta take the jump, you gotta take the jump. So
yeah, I guess that's true. I've definitely taken crazy leaps like that myself. So it's a lot of fun, but it's definitely stressful.
yeah, it's a little nerve wracking. Luckily, my wife was able to transfer her job, so it wasn't we were going out on too much of a limb. But yeah, I had to live with my mother-in-law for a little while. So.
Oh gosh! Sheesh. So you come at publishing kind of from the marketing sales side, and helping authors from that perspective. That's really cool.
Yeah. No, totally. Yeah, like what we really try to do is one thing that has really bugged me is within online marketing and publishing is what I like to call vanity metrics. So people will always talk about, man, I got this many followers, I got this many likes, I got this. And honestly, it's all vanity unless it's driving sales, unless it's driving revenue, unless it's driving true relationships and community. So everything we try to do, you know, I'm all about building a platform, but an effective platform doesn't mean a million viewers or a million uniques every month. You know, some of our most effective authors we've worked with may have a Facebook page of 1,000 people, but they are absolutely raving fans and will do anything and everything what this author produces. So that's the kind of world I live in, and helping authors create that and cultivate that and bring that out.
Yeah, I love that. I was just reading this, or I saw this TED Talk from Amanda Palmer, and we talked about this on the course, and she said celebrity is about a lot of people loving you from a distance. But what an artist really wants, I think, is a few people loving you up close, which is how she said it. And I love that idea of having even a small platform, but a small platform of, like you said, raving fans, people who love you so much and are willing to support the work that you're doing and connect with you on a deep level.
No, totally, totally. And that's when you have that, and that's what, you know, Michael Hyatt wrote about in his book Platform. This isn't something new, but the actual execution of it is rare. And I think people just can get caught up in these things that really can be a stumbling block and don't matter. And it is. It's all about real relationships. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, I know one of the best ways to sell books, maybe the best way, is through word of mouth, right? So how can kind of independent authors specifically, but really any authors, how can they build word of mouth to sell their books?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's kind of the question that we have at the forefront of every marketing plan that we begin to create is how can we get other people, how can we get other people to talk about this work? How can we create an experience or something that is so talk worthy that people share it with their communities and such? And one of the first things is you have to put the time in to have a remarkable product in order for it to be talked about. And that's, you know, that's one thing that people might skim over and such. But you have to have something that's actually worthy to speak about and worthy to share. So if you don't have that, you need to keep talking and keep listening to Joe so you can understand how to create value so you can do that. But you know, when you do have something like that, what we try to do is who can we target and what are the relationships that we can target, and for different projects, different sizes and such, but who are the 100 people that we can reach out that can kind of be part of the launch team, be part of the people behind this project? And it may be, you know, it may be somebody that is, you know, the 100 people, maybe be some may be really well known, and you know, maybe a talk show host or somebody in big media. But it also may be the soccer mom who has a group of 15 women that she takes through a book club every month. You know, what we try to really have multiple relationships on those levels and really kind of build a launch team with every product that can go out. And, you know, we really, when we're building that team and such too, we've realized there, you know, people ask a lot of other people to do things like this. So you have to make it as easy as possible for them to share what you're asking. Right. And that means you have to do the hard work. You have to come up with the sample tweets and the different Facebook posts and the URLs and the graphic designs and the pins for Pinterest and all these different things. You do the hard work. You give it to them. We usually do it in kind of like an online press kit type of thing where we send it out to them and they get an exclusive password for just them, and they're able to access it and see all the different things that are there, maybe a press release, some different overviews of the book, such a personal video from the author. So again, as what you're trying to do is equip your team to be able to share it in every way possible.
That's so great. Yeah, I love that idea. I mean, that's what Story Cartel is built on. It's built on this idea of a launch team and trying to build, we call it a cartel, trying to build a group of people who really, care about you and your work, and want to help you. They want to collaborate with you, to change the world, to share a message, to share a story. We built the Story Cartel platform to make it easier to recruit that team and to grow that team. But what I love that you're talking about is about how to equip that team with tools that will, make their efforts more effective.
That's exactly it, man. That's exactly it. And you're right on target with the Story Cartel. I wish more publishers got it as much as you guys have already have gotten it. Like, you guys are on the right step in everything that you're doing with this. So I commend you guys for your work with it and your for being a visionary to see the potential with it. It's huge.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Mike. So, I know you recently launched Jeff Shinabarger's new book, More or Less, on Story Cartel. And it's been, I mean, it's a really successful book. I think just today, I don't know when everyone's going to be listening to this, but just today it was featured on USA Today. So why would you, the publisher, give, hundreds of books away for free? Why would a publisher do that? I mean, it makes sense from an independent author standpoint, but or at least to me, but why would you do that?
Yeah, great question. So one of the philosophies I kind of work through is that the currency of social media is generosity. So how generous you are is going to be how valuable of an asset your brand or who you are online is. And as David C. Cook, we have tried to create a platform where we are the most generous publisher online. We've created an entire website called dccebooks.com where we actually give away two free ebooks every single week to our tribe, to our community, because we want them to engage in the content. We want them to read the content. The best type of books are ones that are read, and at different points, if we have to give a book, and don't get me wrong, we definitely see a sales trend, and the more that we give books away, the more books that we do sell. There's a huge readership, and sometimes we think that if we give something away, we're missing out on a sale. But the truth is, if you really want to fuel something like word of mouth marketing, you have to have people consuming the content. So that's why we partnered with you guys with Story Cartel for More or Less, is we really wanted to give the book away to people that are hungry for something like this, and who are also willing to possibly review the book on Amazon and such. And this has been huge. One of the direct correlations with Amazon for ranking and such is obviously sales. Sales is the biggest thing to help you get within the ranking. But the number two thing is actually reviews. And the quality of reviews and the star rating that you have on that book. I didn't check this morning, but yesterday we had, I think, close to 50 reviews or more or less for the launch week, and that was huge for us. Our average title, without doing something like we did with you guys, we'll only have 8 to 10 reviews. So to be able to kind of catapult that from the get-go, it just brings an instant credibility. And then when you get a big PR piece like US Today posting an article, man, it becomes the 1-2 punch in that. So that's kind of the big idea of why we give books away like that.
And I like that you mentioned that You guys use Story Cartel as a way almost, to kind of help with that launch,
Yes, yeah.
to get reviews in advance of the book launch,
Yep.
so that launch week was just really powerful, so that there were already 50 reviews up, 53 I think today when I last checked.
Yep. Nice.
By the time people from, everywhere from US Today were coming to check out the book. So that's a huge point.
Yeah. Yep.
So what,
And
maybe you can talk about what does a typical launch look like from a publisher's perspective?
yeah, another great question. It is the launch is it's very multifaceted. I mean, we have the online marketing piece for some of the bigger titles, or maybe a bigger offline advertising piece. But what we and it changes for every author, because we really customize a marketing plan for what's going to fit the author best. But for example, with Jeff, though, he already had a community behind him that is really engaged in online, and they're a younger audience. But one of the most powerful things you can do to market your product and your product, service, or brand is to take your online relationships into an offline environment. And we really, man, I can't tell you how much that amplifies the word of mouth, but just everything that goes on. So, for example, with Jeff, he's in Atlanta, has a nice email list, has a growing community through his nonprofit, The Plywood People. So we decided to do a book launch with him. So we actually had an event in Atlanta, had 350 people there that were his tribe, that were his brand evangelists, that went from an offline environment and went online sharing his book and everything throughout the entire launch week. So that's just like one little thing. But allow your strategy during your launch week, if you can, to hit both the online and the offline format. Because that if you're only hitting one, you miss the real potential to amplify, everything that you're doing and get the highest return on all your work.
And I really see you focusing so much on that launch week, that it's all about kind of creating enough buzz that first week that your book is out, that it kind of spreads from there, and it gets people talking, and even more importantly, it actually gets people reading the book. I think
Exactly.
one part about, one kind of unfortunate thing, for example, about Amazon KDP Select, where you give thousands and thousands of your books away, is that people don't create a relationship with you, and they don't always read your book. They download it on their Kindle, and then nothing happens from there. So the cool thing about this is that it creates a relationship that that makes people read the book.
No, totally. And I think and you're exactly right, Joe. Like, and we do, different types of giveaways and such, through something like Amazon KDP, but it's for publishers. But the nice thing about the Story Cartel is we actually we're getting emails back and forth from those that were reading the book. So if they had questions, they were actually engaging with the author, Jeff. If they had a highlight or something, there was something that they could share. So there, again, it's about the relationship and how you really cultivate that. And if you're genuine about this, there's huge opportunity in being able to do something like that with the Story Cartel.
Very cool. So, I know a lot of books don't ever end up making money. Even traditionally published books, they end up
Totally.
losing money. So, what, from your perspective, what do you see as the difference in authors between those who end up making a profit and those who don't?
I think it's the, you know, it does come down to the content. It's got to be remarkable content, and if it's not worth reading, it's not worth sharing. Mm-hmm. So that has to be a component that is there. But I really think the other part is how you know, we always talk about how hard is the author going to hustle with. Mm-hmm. With marketing this book. And I think that you know, being able to build out not just a strategy but an execution. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, with Jeff, we had 9 months worth of work that went into this, that went into, you know, kind of leading up to the launch. And we'll have another, you know, 6 to 8 months of execution after that. Wow. You know, the launch week is just your, you know, cherry on top of your sundae. Now you got to consume the entire thing for the next 6 months and really, really continue to move the momentum and grow that. So, I think it's great to think and to plan and to dream up of what can happen. But the real success happens when you have an author and a team behind him and such that's just going to execute. So, you know, Jeff was super, super hard worker, connected us with his community, his influencers. You know, he wouldn't blink, sending, you know, 100 emails in a week, introducing us to people or engaging in others that can be kind of part of this launch team.
Wow.
So you have to hustle.
Yeah, totally. And I think a lot of authors aren't naturally hustlers.
Right.
You know, we tend to be more, you know, shyer types. Like, even for me, before this interview, every time I do an interview, I've done like 15 for this course. Every time, the hour before, I like get all nervous and I start pacing and I have to go for a walk. And so it's not easy for us, but it's just so important. You know, if we want to see our story spread.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, and that's exactly it, Joe. Like, I think, too, there can be a misconception even with the word hustle. Like, I don't mean go out and get loud and crazy and just spend 12 hours screaming at people about how awesome you are. What I really mean about that is, like, man, you're putting in the hard work to get your book out there. And, you know, sometimes that means working 6-7 days a week. Sometimes that means, you know, putting off certain opportunities in order to get the work done that you know that will pay off in the end. So, but you're a hustler through and through, Joe. So I wouldn't, you may pace, but you get the job done. So.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you have to do it. I mean, even if you're afraid, you have to do it. It's the work.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's how publishing has changed too in the last 50 years too. Is, you know, all you had to do, in, you know, even 10 years ago, is get your book talked about on Dave Ramsey radio show or Oprah on television,
right.
And you could sell 20,000-30,000 copies, but. You know, we don't live in that world any longer. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'd still be okay with if, you know, Oprah magazine or something talked about my book.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it doesn't hurt.
So, you know, let's talk about tools just, you know, briefly. When you start working with a new author, what social media tools do you tell them to start using?
Mm-hmm. So we use Argyle Social, and it's a social media tracking tool that we use. Mm-hmm. It allows us to do a customized URL, so there's some little brand equity there. But the most important part about it is it allows you to create a succinct campaign that will link all of, you know, when you put out a Facebook post or create a custom URL or put out a tweet, it allows you to tag it to a campaign. So what we like to do is I'm working right now on, like 35 different book campaigns online. So the organization of that is really vital, but it also allows me to pull, all of the stats, all of the, just the data from that with, a click away. So then I can go analyze maybe, the first month, man, what was the most shared? What was the most clicked? What was the biggest reach of the content that I'm putting out there? Mm-hmm. And then just optimizing my content over and over. So, you do that for 9 months, and man, when you're in a pretty sweet spot when you get into launch week because you know what is working. There's no question because you've tested it, over and over again and tweaked it to an optimal place.
Yeah, I think you guys are a lot richer than I am, though. I don't know if I could afford something like that.
honestly, though, you can do something. Like, we also use Hootsuite. I use that with a few authors and stuff, too. And just kind of helping schedule out and being consistent with your outposts, with the content you're creating. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and Hootsuite has a nice thing where you can – and Hootsuite, obviously – for people who aren't familiar, is a tool that allows you to schedule, basically to share from all your different social media channels, I guess is the right way to say it. So like Twitter and your Facebook account, personal Facebook account, your Facebook page, if you have multiple Twitter accounts, and you can sync them all up there and schedule posts in the future. And also gives you some analytics. I think that's helpful to look at what you're sharing and see kind of track what's getting clicked, what's getting shared, and then go back and kind of use that same thing. You can schedule. Sometimes I schedule like one tweet once a week for 6 months. And then you can look at the analytics and kind of what you're saying is tweak that message so it just works better.
Yep. I'll give you guys one other free tool that we've used on Facebook that has just been unbelievable the last like 2 months. So it's splashpost.com. They have a free version. I mean, obviously, if you have multiple pages, you can get into the pro or agency account.
Yeah.
But what this tool allows you to do is to put out a post, and it's a post on Facebook that you can kind of have a like gate around it. So let's say you have your book coming out, and you want to share the first chapter. So you can. It's really cool. You upload your image. It's really simple, easy tool. You don't have to know any kind of graphic designing or anything like that. It's all very easy to use. You upload a few different images and such. You upload, let's say, first chapter in PDF. And then you can set a little fan gate there for somebody to like the page and enter in their email.
No way.
Yeah, but the key is with this is you don't leave Facebook. It stays right there within the newsfeed. So we've been testing this tool out, and it has been literally 2 days ago. One of our pages, author pages, has about 36,000 fans on it.
Oh my
gosh. And real vibrant community. But one of our tactics that we really try to do is we don't want those people just to be these fans just to be on Facebook. We want to bring them into a sales funnel.
Mm-hmm.
So email capture is huge. So we put that up 2 days ago, and in 48 hours, we got 1,600 email opt-ins just through that.
No way.
We didn't pay for a sponsored post, I'll probably do in the next month just to try to see how many I can get with that big of reach. But that's just one simple tool we've specifically used with Facebook that has just been awesome. Try that one out.
Very cool. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, Mike, this was really great. Thank you so much for your time and kind of bringing all your marketing know-how to us. It's been really cool.
Yeah, no problem, Joe. I'm excited for you, everything you're doing, creating, and you're a thought leader in everything that you're doing. So thanks for
Wow.
allowing me to share with the community that you've cultivated and such. So
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So tell us again where we can find you online.
yeah, so you can find me at Climb Marketing, CLYMB marketing.com. I'm also on Twitter at mworley junior, mworley junior.
Gotcha. Well, that's perfect.
Yeah.
All
So
right. Well,
thanks
we'll
again,
catch
Joe.
up with you
Appreciate it.
online.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for the opportunity again.
All right. Thanks.